This is Donald Trump, and you're listening to Comedy and Rock Classics with Mark Adams on Radio Craigavon.
Welcome to Comedy and Rock Classics from Northern Ireland. Yes, we're back for another brand new episode just after Easter. Hope you're all keeping well. Lots to do as usual in tonight's show. We've got our crank call. We've got our best of buskers. And plenty of classic tunes and crack along the way for the next 45 minutes or so. Don't forget to like our page on Facebook. That's Radio Craigavon to stay up to date with the show posts. You can find us anywhere on any music app or website. Just search for Radio Craigavon and you'll find our two podcasts there. That's our other one as well. That's the Translate for all you vapors out there. So you can catch up on all our previous episodes, all free to download, of course. You can also ask your smart speaker to play Radio Craigavon. Don't forget, if you'd like a mention on the show, Mark Adams on Facebook is the way to go, or the Radio Craigavon page, whatever floats your boat. So without further ado, yes, she's here. Her indoors, it's Alexa. Well, did you have a nice Easter, Alexa?
I reckon I must have had a good Easter, as I only woke up with chocolate eggs and not fertilized eggs.
I take it the dating isn't going too well then.
Dating after 40 is like going into a charity shop and picking up the least damaged item and hoping that it doesn't smell when you take it home.
Uh-oh, retard alert!
Maybe they think you're a hooker or something?
Just because the label on my knickers says next, it does not mean I am a prostitute.
Oh, hell no!
Maybe if you'd done better in school then, you could maybe make your significant other a nice meal or bake a cake or something. Did you not do this in school?
I think home economics would be better if they taught the girls more useful things to look after their future husbands, like giving a good blowjob.
Disgusting!
You can take her nowhere, and that's why I don't. Let's kick off the first tune of tonight's show. Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel. And there must be, if they still allow Alexa on this planet.
Must be talking to an angel. are playing with my heart, yeah.
Slow Joe Biden here, and you're listening to Comedy and Rock Classics with Mark Adams on Radio Craigavon.
Expression.
Tears for Fears, a mad world. It certainly is a mad world, isn't it? Especially what went on this weekend. Stabbings at a shopping centre in Sydney. Speaking of stabbings, Alexa?
At least O.J. Simpson can now rest in peace knowing his wife's killer is now dead.
Uh-oh.
Mark, we're going to move on from that.
Yeah, I think we should, Nigel. No, Alexa, don't!
Now is not the time for the O.J. Simpson jokes, but I shall take a stab tomorrow.
Hopefully not in the shower. Poor O.J., if the glove fits, as they say. Or doesn't it, in that case? Play now, this is Semi-Sonic. And this is Closing Time on Radio Craigavon Comedy and Rock Classics.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
You're listening to Comedy and Rock Classics with Mark Adams on Radio Craigavon.
When my love said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd, all my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again.
Thank you.
some remains of Belfast Jail. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Really Quick Alan to stay up to date with all our show podcasts. A few of your shouts on tonight's show. Shout to Jody Higgins in Hereford. Hope you're well. Also Lynn Forrest in Oldham and Isabel Salter in Belfast. Don't forget to let us know who you are, where you're from. Van Mark Adams on Facebook, and we'll sort you out on the next show. Okay, it's now time for our prank call. Your favourite bit of the show, probably. And somebody is not best pleased with their phone.
Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Ron Blackman. I'm calling from Yahoo Customer Service. May I speak to Mr. Kent?
This is him.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kent. I believe you wrote in a complaint via email about an issue that you had.
Yeah, I just can't understand why every time I try to post stuff now, to everything, Facebook or even personal stuff on your guys' stuff, you want to have access to my phone. And all these years I've been using it, I've never had to give you access to my phone. I bank with my phone.
Yeah.
You guys get hacked. If you guys get hacked, now all of a sudden they have access to my phone too. Now they're going to hack my phone, and they're going to be able to get into my bank account information.
Well,
disturbing that you guys think you have to have access to my phone's memory to do something I've done for years.
Yeah, Mr. Kent, can I ask what kind of phone it is that you use?
It's an Android.
You signed a lifetime contract with Yahoo to give us full access to all your data for life. And this is in the terms and conditions. This isn't
wrong.
Something...
Again, I never signed nothing, really. But
it's a digital signature that you accept when you press the OK button.
I want you to answer my question. I don't want to hear that you put the clause in there that you did or robbed me. I want to know why you think it's necessary to be able to have access to my phone, which all these years you never have.
Well,
and I'm not going to give you guys access.
I can give you the answer.
I'm demanding an answer. Why do you have to have access?
Okay, well, I'm going to give you that answer right now. Two things. Number one, we already have access. And number two, the reason we harvest the data is for marketing purposes and to allow us to better target advertising at our customers. All in terms and conditions.
No, actually, you don't have access to my phone because every time I try to do something, and that's why I complained, because I refuse to give you access to this phone.
What, Mr. Kent, I can assure you, I'm looking at your account right now, and I can see your online banking and your emails and everything. You've already accepted the terms and conditions.
Oh, you can get me fucking robbed. So now I'm even more pissed off.
Please watch the language, Mr. Kent.
My banking information, you guys should not have none of that.
You watch your language.
My banking information?
You watch your language, Mr. Kent, okay? I will not be spoken to that way.
Why do you have access to my bank?
Because you gave it to us.
What I'm doing on my bank.
I can see everything
you're
doing. I'm looking at your bank account right now, sir. I can see your balance and everything.
Wow.
You gave us this information.
Yeah. Why do you have to have access where you
Mr.
can look
Kent.
Into my bank account?
Mr.
I
Kent.
Don't think that's fair.
Mr. Kent, if you don't stop yelling, I am going to have to put my supervisor on the phone.
Put your supervisor on the phone then.
Okay, please... Calm down, sir. You're scaring me, okay? I'm going to get my supervisor
in.
Yeah,
I'm scaring you. On the phone, you pussy. Put the clock by goddamn floor to your supervisor on.
Oh, okay, sir.
I'm scared. He's on the phone. He's scared. Put your supervisor on the phone. Trying to scare me. Motherfuckers, I'm scared. You guys got fucking access. You can tell me how much money I got in my bank account right now. Why should you have access to my bank account? No, it's Yahoo.
Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
I've got a guy on hold at the moment. He can't hear us. He's just listening to the hold music. Oh, my God. He's called Mr. Kent. This guy's a real piece of shit. He's screaming and yelling and swearing. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him, but clearly something has gone badly wrong with him. I don't even know what it is that he wants. He's on hold at the moment. Can I please patch him through to you? He's very irate.
Sure.
He's some kind of crazy person. His name is Mr. Kent, and I'm gonna put the asshole through now and see if you can deal with him. So, okay, give me a second, and I'll put Mr. Kent right through to you, okay?
Okay, Mr. Kent. That's great.
Can you fucking call me by my right name? He's calling me Mr. Kent.
I've got Michael on the phone now, Mr. Kent.
Hello, Mr. Kent. This is Michael.
It ain't Kent, asshole. It's Kent.
Okay, Mr.
Get
Kent.
Get the fucking name right. Maybe I can calm down. Okay. Can't even say my
Sir?
Name right.
I can hardly understand you. Can we speak civilly and maybe I can help you?
All right. My name is not Cunt. It is
I've already acknowledged that.
Look at the spelling. That's one reason I'm mad. That. I don't like my people calling me Cunt when it's Kent.
Okay, so I will call you Mr. Kent. Next.
Cunt.
Oh, you want to open your mouth, huh? You got a big mouth, boy. I wish I knew where you were. Go ahead and call me again. You little faggot. You tell your Did fucking employee that's on the other line and keep saying cunt. He better fucking watch himself. No, I'm going
to
file a federal complaint
against
him.
He's no longer on the line, sir. He's no longer on the line. I'm here to help you, and how can I? All you've done is yell at me since I've gotten on the phone. How can I help you?
I want to know why you guys have access to my bank account.
When you signed up for email access
me.
With Yahoo.
That angers me because if you guys get hacked, now everybody
me, right?
who hacks you got access to my bank
Sir?
Account. That's totally wrong. Totally wrong.
You asked me a question, right? Would you like me to answer your question, or are you just going to keep screaming?
I told you he was a little bitch.
See? You're going to fucking see what is you going to allow your employee to sit there and call me a bitch now?
Sir, do you want an answer to your question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I'm going to start to tell you, but then immediately you're going to start screaming, so let me finish. Okay? Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Cunt.
When you signed up for an email.
Excuse me. I am tired of being called Kent. My name is Kent. And now this guy's in the background talking trash. And you say he's not on here. I've got four people in the house that can hear him calling me this.
I'm sure they can hear him. They can probably hear you as well. I think the whole entire neighborhood
well,
can hear you.
Well, when you
right
stop
now,
calling me Kent to begin with instead of Kent, of course I'm going to get mad.
He's got four guys in the house for a gangbang.
Mr. Kent.
Oh.
Listen. Thank you for your access.
You guys are a piece
Thank
of shit fucking faggots. Whore punches, sucking dick, fag punch, fucking bitch. How do you like it? You like calling me cunt, huh? You faggot? And you want to say a gangbang? I'm going to gangbang your fucking kids, you little faggot.
Wow, this guy's a pedophile.
You're listening to Comedy and Rock Classics with Mark Adams on Radio Craigavon.
And relax. With the drugs don't work. They certainly didn't in that phone call. This is the Ferb. Comedy and Rock Classics.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love. Like a cat in a bag, waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. Is she laid down on your side? Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on a losing streak, as I pass down my old street. And if you wanna show, just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. This baby. I'm the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Yes, baby. If heaven calls, I'm coming to, just like you say.
Boys and girls, so don't buy them. Who's this bloody doll coming?
Want to score some pot?
No.
Max 90.
Drugs are bad.
Yep, chef.
Drugs are bad.
I am Cornholio. I need picada for my bunghole.
Groovy.
Yep, definitely bad, definitely bad. Here's somebody else coming that might have been on the old... our former Prime Minister.
Nothing and no one is going to stop me reciting the song of the Oompa Loompas about Augustus Gloop, which you all remember. Augustus Gloop, the great big greedy nincompoop.
Speaking of greedy, I think you've been on the Snickers lately, Bodge. What about more than the Snickers? You've been on the old Smokey Wokey too?
I can't comment on that. I've...
Jim, leave alone.
Well, his head's full of bloody magic.
I think it's more than magic. Suppose he has to do something with his spare time now. We'll continue with the music now. This is classic Roachford, and this is Only to Be with You.
I used to live my life this fast and free, and do as I feel. Right down to the bone, it was a rolling stone. Just wanna be free. But now I think it just might be a little more than slightly changing my views. This is a far cry from what I know. 'Cause all I know. Stay this long the way that you do. Turn your love on and I feel I'm reborn. I always want you. Sometimes I feel like, hey, no, this can't be right. This can't be real. I've seen love come and I've seen it go.
You're listening to Comedy and Rock Classics with Mark Adams on Radio Craigavon.
Followed by the 90s, and after that, nothing. Music basically died in the 90s then. Classic Black, that was a wonderful life. Final few of your shouts on tonight's show. Shout to Adam Wright in Glasgow, hope you're well. Also, Johnny Bell in Dublin, and Kirsty Ferguson in Leeds. Hope you all enjoyed the music and banter on tonight's show, Alexis. Would you want to say something before we go?
I was in the benefits office the other day and they had a translator for people speaking English.
What do you want to do with them, Alexa?
Push them all back out to sea.
Say again?
Push them all back out to sea.
Again?
Push them all back out to sea.
In fairness, I need to do it more than three times.
You thought...
Maybe 300,000 times. Okay, playing out tonight, it's our classic Best of Buskers, and this time it comes from Lydia Stafford in Canada. Think you'll recognise the tune. Until next time, be good.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I die, the telephone, nobody's home. In love so distant and obscure, remains the cure. Ooh. Oh, by myself, don't wanna be.
Oh, by myself.
Oh my!
Thank
you. Oh my God, my bro! Wow! Wow!